AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Trading has been stopped for some 2.5 hours at the New York Stock Exchange. Warren Levinson is there.
About 2 hours into the trading halt, the floor of the New York Stock Exchange was preternaturally quiet and calm, with little fear on the floor that the computer glitch that shut down trading would lead to some bigger trouble. New York Stock Exchange stocks remained available for trading on other platforms, and although the market itself had been roiled by the Greek debt crisis and the deflation of the bubble in the Chinese stock market and open orders were canceled, the FBI took a look at the situation and determined it not a law enforcement matter. That helped keep things calm. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the computer problems are not the result of a cyber assault.
There is no indication that malicious actors were involved in these technology issues.
Earlier today, thousands of United Airlines passengers were stuck in airports, not on planes, as airlines stopped flights because of its own computer problems, described as a connectivity issue. AP's Joan Lowy reports United has had problems over the past few years since it merged with Continental.
They were two large airlines that had very different systems and have had to merge their computer systems and operations, a very complicated task, and these mergers have been known to go through a lot of bumps.
A couple of hours after that ground stop this morning, United flights were back in the air. South Carolina House is debating the future of the Confederate flag flying over the State House grounds. Republican Eric Bedenfield says he wants the flag to stay.
In an effort to attempt to be respectful to everybody on this issue, I want to find a solution. And I just don't think the solution that came over from the Senate is the solution that respects everybody.
Earlier this week, the state Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of a bill that would take down that flag. This is AP Radio News. The number of heroin users in this country has grown by nearly 300,000 over the past 10 years. That's according to a new government report. It says most of the new users are white. AP correspondent Mike Stobie with what's going on.
Experts think that people have shifted from OxyContin and other opioid painkillers to cheaper heroin.
The Obama administration wants to expand a requirement for utilities to install safety valves on natural gas lines across the country in order to avert the risk of deadly explosions. The proposal would cover new or replaced gas lines serving multifamily dwellings, small businesses, and homes, which is not covered under a 2009 mandate. Federal judge says the Washington Redskins can still use the name, but they'll lose some legal protections after he ordered the patent office to cancel registration of that name. Judge Gerald Bruce Lee says that the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.